I next met with Dr. Jennifer Woyak, and to begin, I asked her to comment on her current approach to first-line therapy of CLL.
So this is definitely an exciting time in CLL. So prior to ASH last year, we still had the open questions for people with CLL that were in need of treatment that had never had treatment before. Was chemoimmunotherapy better or was ibrutinib better? And so ibrutinib was FDA approved for the frontline treatment of CLL in 2016. And there have been a lot of people who have adopted that as part of their general practice. But a lot of people were still using chemoimmunotherapy, generally FCR, fludarabine, cyclophosphamide, and rituximab, for patients who were younger and fit, and bendamustine plus rituximab for patients either who were older, who were unfit, or if there was just concern about the toxicities associated with FCR. So at ASH, there were two abstracts presented that were the results of phase 3 randomized trials. The first was in younger patients, and this was an NCTN trial run by ECOG, and it was randomizing patients under the age of 70 to either FCR or ibrutinib plus rituximab. And very interestingly, ibrutinib plus rituximab was superior to FCR in terms of both progression-free survival and overall survival. One of the important limitations of the study is that patients who were IGVH mutated, so those that already have a very good prognosis, did well in both arms so far. So I think there's still some debate as to whether those patients with IGVH mutated disease who might actually be cured by FCR should still receive the ibrutinib and rituximab, or whether they would do better with chemoimmunotherapy. But overall, that tells us that for younger patients, ibrutinib regimens are superior to chemotherapy. Then in older patients, we had the Alliance AO41202 trial, which took patients age 65 and older and randomized them to either BR, ibrutinib alone, or ibrutinib plus rituximab. And in this study, ibrutinib and ibrutinib plus rituximab were superior to BR in terms of progression-free survival. No difference in overall survival at this time, but there was a crossover. And also, there was no difference in progression-free survival between ibrutinib and IR. So telling us that ibrutinib-based regimens are more effective than BR, but that there is likely no need to add the rituximab. So ibrutinib monotherapy is probably the best option. Around the same time, the results of the Illuminate study came out as well, which was ibrutinib plus obinutuzumab versus clarambucil plus obinutuzumab, and showed the same thing. So ibrutinib plus obinutuzumab was better than clarambucil plus obinutuzumab in terms of progression-free survival. So then in a post-ASH period, there has, I think, been more adoption of ibrutinib as the standard frontline therapy for patients with CLL, except for those who, you know, have a contraindication to receiving ibrutinib. More recently at ASCO, the results of the CLL14 study came out, and that was venetoclax plus obinutuzumab versus clarambucil plus obinutuzumab. And that was for patients who were kind of unfit for more aggressive chemoimmunotherapy. That showed that venetoclax plus obinutuzumab had better progression-free survival than clarambucil plus obinutuzumab. And importantly, kind of differentiating this regimen from ibrutinib is that venetoclax obinutuzumab is a one-year regimen as opposed to indefinite ibrutinib treatment.